Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. You know, in this ever-changing climate of the church, and it's ever-changing because we're not static. We are a living organism. We're growing. There are always theological discussions, theological debates. I think that's healthy. We're not going to learn anything without it. And the power of the internet and social media has sort of made armchair theologians out of a lot of us who perhaps there's a lot more opinion than there is study. And somebody can read an article or hear a YouTube clip and feel like they are part and parcel to a revelation. I see that a lot. I know a lot of you see that. And a lot of the argument going on over theology or scripture is being done by sort of those armchair theologians, armchair quarterbacks. A lot easier to just kind of throw your 2 cents in to the ring with a couple of verses than to actually do some real scholarly study. Even a lot of our books are just a man's take on what's going on within the scriptures, with a lot of times without a lot of scholarly research. Well, that surfaces here in Romans 1:16 in the middle of the verse where Paul, who has said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." And I don't know that the early church fathers could have imagined how much fighting would go on over verses like Romans 1:16 because of the simple phrase, "for everyone who believes." For most of church history, the orthodox position was, if you believe, then you receive the benefits of the salvation afforded through the gospel. But we now face sort of a counterculture movement within the church that really resists the need for man to believe, because they put the responsibility of belief even on Jesus, that Jesus believes on your behalf, and thus salvation is afforded through that. I don't see the New Testament breaking down belief into a godly obligation rather than a man's obligation. And some people seem offended in the message of grace that faith is required because they say faith is a work. And I don't think anything could be further from the truth. Faith is simply a belief, and it simply accesses what is available. It is the opening up of the salvation afforded. It is the receiving of the life that's been paid for. And I don't get away from the fact that we believe. People will cite moments where Paul, like Galatians 2:20, says we're saved by we're crucified with Christ. The life we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God. And I agree. Paul means it's Christ's faith by which I live this. But I don't believe that has anything to do with my receiving the life of Christ. For that, I must believe. Once I've received Him, yes, I am secure in His ability, not in my ability. And so it is most certainly the faith of the Son of God by which I am secure. But it is a little fascinating to me. I've even lost people who were supporters of the ministry or fans of the ministry who don't like my position and the fact that I believe you need to believe in order to walk in the fullness of these promises. And I hate losing people, but I can't go back on what I believe is a very important principle of the Word, that faith is needed if you're going to understand who you are and what has been paid for on your behalf. I know there's a lot of caveats to that and a lot of streams, but that's the way that I see that in simplicity. We'll deal with Jew first, Greek second, and then on into the great 17th verse. Start tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.